Banjon turned to his daughter apologetically.
I didn't mean to shout at you like that, Beauty. I'm sorry.
Brink threw a paw around Skipper's shoulder.
Don't fret, mate. She knows you meant no harm. Come on, me and you'll see if we can't pick up the trail of those vermin. Brinty, why don't you and your mates take Terrier back to the Abbey? Aye, go and see how your goose is faring, pretty one. Great seasons. Bringing two big birds back to the Abbey in 2 days. Whatever next, eh?
Once they were alone, Tyria could not wait to confide in her friends. She told them everything about her previous night's dream. Giddy's eyes were wide with awe at her narrative.
You actually saw Martin the Warrior?
Now that she could recall it all, Tyria began feeling more positive and cheerful.
I saw him, true enough. But it was the strange otter lady and what she said to me.
As soon as they reached the abbey, Tribsy clambered up out of the ditch.
Then were a dirt load of words seemed said to he. How can you remember them all?
Tyria heaved Brinty from the ditch.
Because they're burnt into my brain. I can repeat exactly what she said. Listen. Like the sun, Hyrulane will rise anew to set the downtrodden free. A warrior maid with wild lock blood must cross the western sea. She who looks ever through windows at the signs which feathers make, seek the green isle through her knowledge for all thy kinbeast's sake.
Giddy twirled his bushy tail in puzzlement.
It sounds rather mysterious. What do you make of it, Tyria?
The otter maid broke into a trot.
I'll have to think about it, mate. And no beast thinks well in an empty stomach. I haven't had breakfast yet. I'm famished.
Speeding into a run, she bounded over the lawns with the others pursuing her. Tribsy was slowest, was shouting,
You wait for I, Gert Ruddery creature.
Breakfast was about finished when they arrived at the kitchens, but the kindly friar could not bear the thought of a hungry creature.
Indeed to goodness, 'tis lucky you are that I have some hot fowls and honey maple preserve put by. Oh, and there's an apple dumpling for you, Tyria, 'cause I recall these three rascals having breakfast earlier with your darn Brink.
They sat in the almost empty dining room, dipping fowls in honey maple preserve and sipping pear cordial. Giddy eyed the otter maid as she tucked into her dumpling.
Well, have you had any thoughts about your dream riddle yet?
Tyria poured herself more cordial.
Don't rush me. I'm thinking about it.
Tribsy appeared quite amused by her comment.
You're thinking about irregular. That be's a girt deal of thinking, miss.
They were joined at table by another latecomer, little sister Snowdrop, old Quelt's assistant librarian cum recorder.